Blog Talk Radio.
Overcome the lies, the good news of His Majesty in His Christ, and it is vital that we raise our tribal flag, the flag of the conquering lion of the tribe of Yehuda.
Millions of Christians throughout the world, Your Imperial Majesty, will regard you as the reincarnation of Jesus Christ.
Libo samé le ochama, ve bozo
Shavua Tov, a good seven, good strong, good sabbatically speaking. Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Give thanks.
Oh, שחכו יום יבוא אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יצחקו ברוך השם יש לנו את החירות לבחור ממשיך קדימה לא נשאר מאחור הכוח הוא בהתמדה כן ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה יש כבוד יש
מזמור כ"ד, ודוד מזמור, לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויוש ובה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו, וכי חפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשאר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יישא ורחה מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו מבקשי פניך יעקב סל שאו שערים רעשכם והנשאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד מי זה מלך הכבוד אדוני עזוז וגיבור אדוני גיבור מלחמה שאו שערים רעשכם ושאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד אדוני צבאות הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע, 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 סלע.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Selah. Selah.
Bless these imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I, continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta. If something from your heart, from your heart, from your heart.
This whole thing without big enough, there's not enough time. How can society cut out this spiritual concept within us? It is a spiritual birth which no eyes speak to. The place where you dig up black man from, Karen Batley.
If you should have asked I and I would have said the people them get caught up in a bad panic after the glitter. And the whole thing. I'm excited.
yo, out there. Yes, sir, you're not presenting. I'm not in charge. I glory of the king we represent. Anything you're not believing, just be real and not offensive. Oh, yes, sir, you're not presenting. I love and joy. I glory of the king we represent. Anything you're not believing, just be real and not offensive. Oh, I mentally, physically caught. In the world of blackness, me say the people let them get lost. They roam the streets and let them go out to the bar. Filthy, guilty conscience in my ID that he does. So why you keep on saying that? You know the right and do the wrong, you surely get the spank. So reading to the message I am sending, the words you've been neglecting, you say and I present it. I love and draw all, I glory of the thing we represent. I think you're not gonna keep it. Just to be like that's offensive. No, yes, I am not presenting. I love and show on. I glory of the king we represent.
And if it's in you now, can you keep it? Just to dream and not so fancy. No doubt. It's majesty that came for every end to begin. So away from the sleep and slumbering. Open your eyes and look within. No doubt. How nice you heard me. Second of November. Yes, and it is real. Everyone should I remember. July 23, to see the party in your calendar. He was born and raised in Georgia. I love and show off, I glory of the king we represent. I live in England, I believe it. Yes, we real and that's offensive. No, yes, I and I present it. I love and show off, I glory of the king we represent. And if it's England, I believe it. Yes, we real and that's offensive. No, I devotion and fire break the evil. Conspire for the power, judgment of one another. I know it. I most I please be with my attitude. Show I the patience and gratitude. Alright, the time is good. I love and show off, I glory of the king we represent. This is not easy, yes, the real and not offensive. No, I'm I love and show off, I glory of the king we represent. This is not easy, yes, the real and not offensive. No,
Celestia is my light and my salvation. So no evil I shall fear with the king beside me. I lament. Set it. Boom.
I set glory to the Most High. The Most High of everything you're doing. And the Most High. I'm on Zion High. This is where I'm going. Praise to the Most High. The Most High of each and every blessing. Why man a chant and wherever you're planted. Be life and creation, the bingy man standing. Hey, Babylon and them up for your bastardness. Man a rebel, be life not a man, I just see me rampant. Enough time to Lucifer and try to tempt me. Enough time me could have bite the gems of the Bentley. I love you then, me never answer to what you felt sent me. Cause I'm the iron and you can't ask me. Glory to the Most High, the Most High for everything you're doing.
Chance to come on and gather. Together we can all make it by the blessings of the Most High. And this is what man a pray for, cause life is a treasure. Give up villain back what belongs to Caesar. Sure when me come to me, God dash with my Caesar. They don't have no precept, no, but I'm moving to Pisa. Even them artists can't even speak more than a cheaper. Them just ask for a chance that one speech move up like Caesar. And what kind of attitude is that? Higher is gonna burn. Glory to the Most High. The Most High for everything you're doing. Glory to the Most High. I'm on Zion and I am.
Every morning, every morning, I and I Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
Concerning the eighth item, the anointing, the messiahing of Ha Kohanim, of the Kahinat, of the priest, here at verse 30. Vayikach Moshe miyashemenaha mishaha uminaha damasha allaha mizbeyah vayayaz Allah Aharon Allah de Gadayo with Allah Banayo with Allah Bigadeya Banayo Ito Waya Kadesha Eta Harona Eta Bigadayo with Eta Banayo with Eta Bigadeya Banayo Ito Ito Ito. Consecration, eighth item, anointing, the sighing of the priest. Verse 30. And Moshe took of the anointing oil, and of Hadam, the blood which was, upon Hamizbeah, and sprinkled it upon Aharon, and upon his garments, and upon Benai, his sons, and upon his sons' garments with him, and sanctified Aharon and his garments, and Benayu his sons, and his sons got the food of HaKohanim, of the Kahinat, of the priests. Kahinat. Verse 31. And Moses Seshet, the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, of the tabernacle, the congregation, tent of meeting, and they eat it with the bread that is in the basket of consecrations, as I commanded Lamor, saying, Aharon, Ubenayu, Aaron and his sons shall eat it, and that which remaineth of the flesh and of the bread shall ye y'all burn with fire. Consecration, the tenth item. HaKohanim, Kahinatu, the priest separated to to sustain the good, the excellent of HaElohim, to the true good, the true God. Verse 33. And ye, y'all, shall not go out of the Petach,
the door of the Ohel HaMoed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, in 7 days, until the days of your consecration be at an end. For 7 days shall he consecrate you. As he hath done this day, so the Yahweh hath commanded to do, to make an atonement for you. Therefore shall ye, y'all, abide at the Petach, the door of the Ohel HaMoed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, day and night, 7 days, and keep the charge of the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, that ye, y'all, die not. For so I am commanded. So Aharonu Banayu, Aaron and his sons, did all things which the Yahweh commanded by the hand, the Yad of Moshe, by the hand of Moses. Thus completing the Al-Kubur, Adim-Sukubur, Hailu, glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power. Kubur le-Abinu le-Melkenu, Kubur le-Abatachin, le-Nukusachin, glory be to Ainai Father, Ainai King, Kubur le-Kadamawi, Haila Salase, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Be-Shem Mageshah, Ha-Moshiach, Be-Yesus Christus, Sim.
You say that love comes and goes, but I just don't believe a word.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayei olam latei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, Notein HaTorah Sheina.
Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov, a good seven, good strong. Good sabbatically speaking, yes I, Shalom Chavarim, Shalom. Give thanks.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
141.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Aleph Mizmor Le David
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 Lord
Adonai 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 Adonai
I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me.
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 Adonai Keratiha Hushali 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 Hushali
Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Cry unto thee.
Azina koli bekor ila.
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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. As incense. As incense.
Tikon tefillati ketoret lefanecha. Lefanecha.
Lefanecha.
Lefanecha. Lefanecha.
Lefanecha.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
As the evening says, the evening says,
Mas'at kapayim min hat'aren, 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 hat'aren.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. 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 Escape.
Escape.
For the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. Aliyot.
Find it difficult because the ignorance are now. Simplicity we used to survive. Children, open up your eyes. It's not the one but the bonnet in our knee. Animosity in our knee. Hypocrisy in our democracy. It's nothing. Lava, lava in our knee. Boxer, banana, vampire, evil, lost desire. It's just some meditation of my heart. Pure and conscious thought. Be overstanding on the smart. Listen to the children speak the word and shine the lines in the dark, yeah. Simplicity we used to survive. Men who find it difficult because they're ignorant and dumb. Simplicity we used to survive. Do what to learn properly. That's the way through life. Simplicity I used to survive. Children open up your eyes. Simplicity we used to survive. Burn parasites and strife. Your anger, that we pause. Praise Rastafari and give a worthy cause. Give us all the blessings. give us our reward to help the poor and find it easy when them find it hard. Simplicity I use to survive, may not find it difficult because the ignorance and doubt. Simplicity I use to survive, I shall live and love your life. Keep doing what you're doing, don't you grumble. See what you sow is what you reap, so be humble. Know what you're doing, you never stumble. Burn down Rome and side them crumble. Lead the way, lead the way with the word that I speak. Never must destroy, praise the King in the East. Oh, I love this age, I am not the rich. Oh, yeah. Simplicity I used to survive, men find it difficult because they're ignorant to not. Simplicity I used to survive, during Pharisees and scribes. Simplicity I used to survive, men find it difficult because they're ignorant to not. Simplicity I used to survive. It's not the one bag of vanity nodding, animosity nodding, hypocrisy nor democracy. It's not them, lava lava nodding, but stubborn nor the vampire, your evil lost desire. It's just a meditation of my heart, it's just a pure and conscious thought. Be overstanding, I tell you to be smart. Listen to the children when they speak and shine the light in the dark. Simplicity I used to survive, men find it difficult because they're ignorant and doubt. Simplicity I used to survive, children, live and love your life, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm. Aye, 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 oh. Fire burn, yeah. Simplicity we used to survive, don't you find it difficult?
Barukata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar Benebiim Tobim Veratzah Bedebrehim Haneamarim Baemet Barukata Adonai Habocher Batorah Ubmoshe Abdo Ube Israel Ammo Ube Nebiei Haemet Watzelik. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 21 to chapter 8, verse 3. Besama'ab, Avavel, Metasakadus, Hadumla. Thus saith Yahweh Zebaot, Elohim to Israel, who put your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat flesh. I spake not to your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your Elohim, and ye shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well to you. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsel and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward with the feet. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt to this day, I have even sent to you all my servants, the prophets, the Nabim, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearkened not to me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words to them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call to them, but they will not answer thee. But thou shalt say to them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of Yahweh, their Elohim, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth.
Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on high places. For Yahweh have rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the children of Yehuda have done evil in the sight, saith Yahweh. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. And they have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the Issah, in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yahweh Buruku, that it shall no more be called Tophet, nor the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. They shall bury in Tophet till there be no place, and the carcasses of this people shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beasts of the earth, and none shall fray them away. Then will I cause to cease from the cities of Yehuda and from the streets of Jerusalem the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, for the land shall be desolate. Chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. At that time, saith Yahweh, Buruku, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Yehuda, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of his priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon, and all the hosts of heaven whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this family, which remain in all the places where I have driven them, saith Yahweh Zebah. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 22 and 23. Speak, thus saith Yahweh, even the carcasses of men shall fall as dung on the open field, and as the handful after the harvest, and none shall gather them. Thus saith Yahweh, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches. Amen. Kadus, 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 it is the Abenher, Baruch, 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 Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen. Amen.
Let Jah be free. Madani Alam, let Jah be free. Let him be free. Let him be free. You better let him be free. He watered the hills from his chamber, and the earth is satisfied, so satisfied. He maketh the grass to grow for man. Jah made the herb for man. He made the herb for man. Jah made the herb for man. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass, and they shall wither like wood. Now scatter.
shata, shata, vata, vata. As the smoke is driven away, Jah drive them away. As the wax is melted, let them be melted, Jah Jah. Fear, let Jah be praised. Daniel Lamb, let Jah be praised. Gusana God, let Jah be praised. You better let him be praised. Let him be praised. You better let him be praised. I said let him be praised.
Yes, 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 Yom Rishon Tov. Yes, I, good first day, good first day. Among the Gentiles, this is their Easter Sunday in the Western Gentile Romanist Church, right here, here, here. But this here is the first day of the week, so we say Yom Rishon Tov. Yom Day Rishon, first Tov, good. Melkam Ehud Bamarinya. Bamarinya, Bamarinya. Yes, yes, yes. So here, here, here. Here for the time, the season, here in the time and the season that we're in right here, seeing that this first day, as we mentioned, among Western Gentile Christians is what they call their Easter, you know, Easter Sunday. But for us, it's the first day of the week. But the Shabbat here in the season is also known as Shabbat Parah. Now, we're in a leap year. Leap year right here, here, here. You know, give thanks, praise Yah for the time.
Let them melt it, Jah-Jah. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, master gone, Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised. Jah!
Yes, 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 give thanks, stretching forth the right hand of the fellowship, tying our fellow co-laborers, Ras Sahar Ahad, for the reading right there of the Shabbat Tzav, the Jeremiah portion. But we also have seen this is a special Shabbat here, Shabbat Parah. We also have an Ezekiel reading. It's very interesting right here, since we're in a leap year, usually this audible is pre-recorded for the 21st at Ki Tisah. Because of leap year right here, this one of the four special Shabbats that occur before Pesach, Passover, and the New Year time, Hebraically, ecclesiastically speaking, it corresponds with this Shabbat Tzav, or the 25th. Key theme, ordained by the Lamb. Ordained by the Ram, the Lamb, right here in this Torah reading and feeding. Here we have the key words. This is the Torah of the burnt offering. This is the what? This is the Torah of the burnt offering, the law, direction, instruction of the burnt offering. Zot Torat Ha'ola. Right here, here, here. Corresponding to Shabbat Para. Shabbat Para, the key word that we have for the Shabbat Para is a decree. Decree of the Torah. So we have the law, the Torah, direction, the instruction of the Olah, the burnt offering, here for Shabbat Para, the decree of HaTorah, the decree right here, here, here of, it says, Zot HaTorah, Asher Siwa Yahuwah Lemor. This is the decree, the ordinance of the Torah, the instruction that Jehovah commanded. So here is the connection right here. This unique sacrifice, going to get into some of the details right here. Why is this important at this time of the year? And here also connection with the Haftarah. The Haftarah, the prophet's reading for Shabbat Para. And the prophet's reading is Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 16 to 38, which is linked with the Para Aduma. So here's Shabbat Para. Para means like a cow or a heifer, right? The female of the species. Interesting here, it goes to the different offerings that would be accepted, right? Whether it was a bull, the par, or whether it was the cow or the heifer, the para. So we have para aduma, the heifer red, or the red heifer, or what we call also sometimes a red heifer offering right here, here, here. So let's just ride up with this right here, here for this time, this season right here, this time of the year for the Shabbat Para here on the first day service corresponding to Gentiles, so-called Easter. But for I and I, you know, the season come near right here, here, here. Here, here, here.
Corresponds with one of the four special Shabbats. And this right here is known as the Shabbat Para, or the Shabbat Para, four special Sabbaths. This Sabbath anticipating Passover, Pesach. Now, it's interesting because the whole daylight savings time thing, you know, time-wise. But this is anticipating Passover, Pesach. So we have the Shabbat Para. Four special Sabbaths that occur just before the start of the spring. And what we know as the month, even the month of Abib, you know, the springtime, as in the Torah reading and feeding brought out there, the feast, the festivals, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the feast, the Mo'edim, appointments of Jehovah. So two are before Purim, right? Two before Purim. And two before Pesach or Passover, Fasica. Collectively, these are Shabbatot, these Sabbaths, are called the four Shabbatot, Shabbat, Sabbath in the singular sense, Shabbatot, Sabbaths. And one of the four additional Torah readings called the Arba Parshiot, or the four portions, Arba, four parshiot, the four portions, are read on each of these Shabbatot, each of these Sabbaths in preparation for the spring holy days, for the spring holidays, such as Pesach. Now, the names or shemot of these Shabbatot are Shabbat Shekalim, Shabbat Zachor, Shabbat Para, and Shabbat HaChodesh, respectively. So right here, 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 the Shabbat that immediately follows Purim. So in this previous Shabuah, we had Purim, Esther, Hadassah, the deliverance in Persia, from Persia, persecution in Persia of the Yehudim, of the Judeans, the Judahites. So the Sabbath that immediately follows Purim is called Shabbat Para, Shabbat Para. or in translation, the Sabbath of the cow or of the heifer, the para, para. Par is like an ox, the male, and para is the female. So the Shabbat para, the Sabbath of the cow, the Sabbath of the heifer. When the chapter of the para aduma, the para aduma, that's the red heifer that we find in Numbers, Numbers chapter 19, verses 1 to 22, is recited, often recited following the regular Torah service, the Torah Aboda. Now, the early sages, they chose this additional portion of Scripture to be reviewed at this particular time to help prepare for the coming New Year. Now, when we say the New Year here, we're saying the New Year according to HaTorah. Here we call it the ecclesiastical, the churchical, you know, according to the appointments and the commandments and HaTorah. We have the New Year, actually the springtime, also called the Rosh Chodashim. Chodash, Chodesh is like renewed, come from the Chadasha principle to renew, but it's referring to the moon or the month. Chodashim, the Rosh, the head of the moons, the head of the months. Rosh Chodashim. So we call this the Hebrew, the ecclesiastical, the Kehillah, the gathering New Year. So here we're coming out of five or so moons, valley of shadow of death, the darker time of the year, and here coming into the time of the spring, of the new light, and the Hebrew New Year, according to HaTorah, according to the Torah, the Rosh Chodashim. And because the people also were required to purify themselves before coming to Jerusalem, to Jerusalem, for the pilgrimage festival, one of the Shalosh Regalim, Shalosh three Regalim, pilgrimage, really 3 feet in a sense, like a foot, a regal, right? Regalim, the trod, or we trod to Jerusalem, to the holy place where Yahuwah, where Hashem has set his name. So before the trotting, the aliyah, the going up to Jerusalem, right, the people are required to purify themselves before coming to Jerusalem for the pilgrimage festival of Pesach or Passover, also called Fasica. Indeed, just as the month of Elul, and that's the month that precedes the Rosh Hashanah, right, and the new year that's in the end or the fall of the year. The fall time. Now, this seems from a Western Gentile perspective a little bit confusing. Two New Years, well, yes, there. Some say there's the ecclesiastical, the churchical New Year in the springtime, and the civil New Year, right, in the autumn, the autumnal time, right there. But actually, if you listen and study the Torah, it says at the turn of the year, Tikufat Hashana, the Tikufat, the turn of the year. That's where in the autumn time, progressively less sunlight, you know, and the darker moons of the season right there. So that's the Elul time, roughly around the 6th to the 7th month. That's when we come to the end of the Torah observing, we could say the 7 feast time, festival times, the churchical, ecclesiastical year. Now, Exodus chapter 23, verse 16 can point some light on that. So the month of Adar, the season and time that we are, you could say, currently or presently in, when we look at the Hebraic calendar, right, the month of Adar, right, in the time of the month of Adar. Now, in the time of this moon, this month, right, before we get to the Abib, as we have in HaTorah, the month of Adar is a time set apart to re-examine the quality of our spiritual life and liberty before the start of the holy, refers to this more as the holy new year, the Hebrew new year of the spring of the Hebrew month of Abib. Now, the Para Aduma, let's just reason a little on the Para Aduma. What's the Para Aduma? The red heifer. The red heifer offering is considered a paradox. Para, aduma, a paradox. Ox, a cow. But this is a
This is the female of the cow, the para. Para Duma is considered to be somewhat of a paradox to most of the Yehudi and Hebraic and Torah observant thinkers, though it is clearly a picture of HaMoshiach, a picture of Yeshua. There's a couple of interesting things concerning the Para Aduma. This is one of the only sacrifices where the color, as that movie by Jean Lamar, The Color of the Cross, where the color, right, of the offering is specified. It had to be red. Not red and a little black and a little white, but it had to be completely Aduma, Adama, like earth, the red, reddish brown ground. It had to be completely red. Right now, this is clearly a shadowing of HaMoshiach Yeshua. The paradox, the paradox, ox, is that the one who offers this sacrifice becomes ritually, according to the rites and the rituals of HaTorah, they become ritually impure, while the sprinkling of the ashes is used to make people clean. So the one who offers the sacrifice becomes, ritually speaking, impure, while the sprinkling of the ashes that's made from the sacrifice is used for lustration or to make people clean. So the rite and the ritual is considered a chok. In the Hebrew we say chok, from the ancient chakak. Chakak means like to engrave, or that which is hacked, almost like to carve in stone. And the chok is like a statute, right, within the Judaic and the Hebraic tribe, meaning that it, for many interpret what a chok is in modern Judaism as a statute that makes no rational sense. So actually the chok is a statute, and it comes from the ancient word chakak, like to engrave or to cut in stone, as ancient times laws and other things were cut or carved in stone. So this is called a chok. But in traditional Judaism, they interpret a chok, right, chok shaus, hek shau, chok, right, a chok, right, to mean that it really makes no logical sense, right? In fact, in the ancient teachings, including many of the different Talmuds, or the ancient Talmud is an operative word that means a teaching, give us the teaching of His Majesty, but many of the ancient teachings, they state that of all the Tayag Mitzvot, commandments, these are like the 613 Hebraically referred to as Tayag. It's like an acronym that, you know, mathematically comes up to 613, right? Tayag Mitzvot. Mitzvot are commandments. Some might refer to it as the 613 laws, right? Really, it's the 613 mitzvot or commandments. This is the only one that Shlomo HaMelech, that King Solomon, the goose Solomon, could not fathom. This might be where, even in the roots and the reggae, there's a tune that says Solomon was the wisest man, but he never knew the secret of a woman. Because a para is a female, right? Is a female offering. This paradox, and its color is specified, and many see this as a foreshadowing of the Moshiach Yeshua. And we will even add there's even a deeper chokmah, the divine feminine principle, that mother Hebraic mother principle chokmah, with Yeshua being made wisdom for us. Now this is the only one that Solomon the king, Negus Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, it said that Solomon the king could not fathom.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
So why couldn't King Solomon fathom the Para Aduma, this paradox? See, this sacrifice was regarded as the most paradoxical of all the sacrifices found in HaTorah, So many ones want to go through different deep kind of interesting studies on trying to figure this out, whether from traditional nowadays like Judaism, mostly Old Testament, what they say Old Testament only, but actually this sacrifice, right, and the connection to the sacrifice of Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, Robeinu, I and I Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, is the fulfillment of the symbolism. There's some deep symbolism of the Para Aduma, of the red heifer. Both were entirely rare, extremely rare, and without any defect, Hebraically speaking, any chet, like sin or missing. In other words, when you have a Para Aduma that's completely red, in that sense, it is without sin in the sense of it is perfect. It is tamim. It is tam. So there's a different idea when people talk about perfect and this and that that gets lost sometimes in translation. But both, speaking of Yeshua HaNotri and the Para Aduma, were entirely rare. Right? We say our Black Lord and Savior and the Para Aduma had to be Aduma, had to be red or reddish brown and without any defect. Both were sacrificed outside of the camp, outside of the machane, the camp. Both made the one who offered the sacrifice unclean. Both made the one who offered, the offerer became unclean, but made the one who was sprinkled by it, right, or by way of it, clean. And finally, both sacrifices cleanse people, right, for priestly service. This is the key. Both sacrifices cleanse the people for the priestly aboda. Remember before even the molten calf, right, incident, that Jah had covenant with the people before they had broke the covenant. He had covenant with the people that the whole people were to be a nation of the priesthood and a holy, a set-apart nation. But then after what occurred with the Egel Maseka, the Egel, the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf, we get it exclusively to Aharon and to his sons. Now, the Para Aduma, right, had to be a perfect specimen, Hebraically tamim. This means that if one is offering, just say, for example, an ox, the ox had to be, not have three legs, but have four legs, had to be, you know, proper according to its creational type. This meant that it was tamim. This meant that it was without defect. This meant that it was perfect, Hebraically speaking. So the Para Aduma had to be a perfect specimen that was completely red, quote, without blemish, in that there is no defect. And the word in Hebrew for defect is mum. There is no mum. Now the Rebbeinah, the Rebbam, Rebbanim, the scholars of Torah, they interpreted without blemish as referring to the color of the para of the heifer, as you say, the color of the cross. That is, without having so much as a single white or black hair for the para aduma. This is the only sacrifice in HaTorah where the color of the animal, the offering, is explicitly required. Explicitly required. Some people say it doesn't matter. Right? Even the color of the cross of Moshiach. Torah-wise, they lie. Moreover, the Para Aduma was never to have had a yoke upon it. This also is interesting when the Moshiach Yeshua and our Godfather, the King of Kings, you know, speaks about what Yeshua said about take my yoke, his yoke. He was not under the yoke of the other Rebbanim, but Robeinu, right? He gave that yoke. So he was never to have a yoke, right, upon it or upon him. Meaning that concerning the Para Aduma, the shadow that was fulfilled, right? Meaning that it must never have been used for any profane, as one would say, any secular or like other purpose. Now, unlike all other sacrifices offered at the Mizbeach, at the altar,
the altar at the Mishkan, the sanctuary. Now, there's two altars, the altar, the brazen altar. The Parah Aduma was taken outside the camp, was taken outside the Machaneh, outside the camp, and there it was slaughtered before HaKohen, the priest, in this case, Elazar, Aharon's son, who then took some of the blood and sprinkled it seven times before the Mishkan, the tabernacle, the sanctuary, thereby designating it as a purification offering. Now, during the second temple period that led up to 70 AD, the Kohen Gadol, the big priest, or the high priest, performed the ceremony facing HaHekal, the temple, while atop the Mount of Olives. This is interesting, that during the second temple period, the high priest performed the ceremony facing the Hekal while standing atop the Mount of Olives, or Olivet. Then the red heifer, the Parah Aduma, would be burnt in its entirety. Its hide, flesh, blood, and even the dung were to be burnt. Now this also is totally unlike the other Levitical korbanot, the other Levitical offerings. Now, unlike other offerings, all of the blood of the Parah Aduma sacrifice was to be burnt in the fire. All the other offerings of the animals, the blood was to be poured right into the ground like water. Now, hyssop, scarlet yarn, and a cedar stick would then be thrown upon the burning Parah Aduma, the red heifer. These are the same items that were used to cleanse from Tzara'at, what before has been translated as leprosy, or a little more better scientifically, skin disease, Tzara'at. So these same hyssop, scarlet yarn, and cedar stick is what's used, right, in the cleansing from leprosy. It's also used in the Parah Aduma. In other words, the blood was assimilated into the ashes of the sacrifice that were then gathered and mixed with water to create what's known as the water of separation, or known as the Mei Nida, Mei, water of Nida. Now, Nida is interesting because that's separation, right? But the Mei Nida for the Israelite community. Now, note that the word separation here, the Nida, Nida in Mei, water of Nida, Mei Nida, refers to menstrual impurity, and it hearkens to Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1, that says, on that day there shall be a fountain open for the Beit David, for the house of David, the Beit David, the house of David, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, to cleanse them from the Chatiyat, the sin, the forfeiture, the lack, the uckery, and from Nida, and from Nida. So in a sense, metaphorically, it's almost as a woman goes through that time, the men and people who are unclean, the mandam, is almost likened to that, even with the shedding of blood and innocent blood. So bloodthirsty men or menstruating men, bloody men. Anyone or anything that came into contact with a corpse, the embodiment as a type, embodiment of chatiyat, of sin, of uckery, forfeiture, and death, mawet or mavet, was required to be purified using the mei nida, the water of nida, the water of separation. The purification procedure, it took 7 days using stalks of hyssop that was dipped into the water and shaken over the ritually defiled person on the third day, and then again on the seventh day. After the second sprinkling, the person undergoing this purification process would be immersed in a mikvah or mikweh. Mikweh is like a baptismal bath. Immersion bath, mikwa, some say mikvah, right? And then be unclean until the following evening. So we even get the baptismal typology Hebraically right here. Just going over some of the basics right here, you know, in tune with this Hear, hear, hear. So now there's a uniqueness of the sacrifice. The Parah Aduma sacrifice was entirely unique for a couple of following reasons. Just to go into this right here, and then we'll ride up with Ezekiel. I think Ezekiel chapter 36, Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 16 to 38, right here, here, the additional reading right here. But just to understand the significance, when in the New Testament says that how Yeshua fulfilled the Old Testament types, those were shadows, and he is the one standing in the light projecting the shadow. The Parah Aduma sacrifice was entirely unique for the following reasons. It was the only sacrifice that specifically required an animal of a particular color. The animal was extremely rare and unique of its kind. In fact, according to one Jewish scholar, Maimonides, he wrote, 9 Parah Aduma were prepared from the time the commandment was given until the destruction of the second temple in 70 AD. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, our teacher, required one. Ezra prepared one, and 7 more were prepared until the destruction of the Heikal, the temple, in 70 AD. The 10th, it is said, will be prepared by Moshiach. We would say was prepared. So some Yehudi scholars say the 10th will be prepared, but having faith in Rabbeinu Yeshua, we would say already was prepared by Moshiach Yeshua. Baruch Hu, blessed be he. Secondarily, it was the only sacrifice where all of the rituals were carried out outside of the camp and later outside the temple, the Heikal, the temple precincts. That is, the blood applications, all the blood applications had to be taken outside of the tabernacle of this sacrifice occurred in a location apart from the Mizbeach. It is recounted in some of the teaching that the high priest performed the blood applications of the Parah Aduma, the red heifer, while gazing at the Heikal, the temple, and at the Holy of Holies from a mount opposite of the Temple Mount. Thirdly, it was the only sacrifice that ritually contaminated the priest, the Kohen who offered it, but made the one who was sprinkled by it clean. Another kind of Brit Chadasha foreshadowing there. Fourthly, it was the only sacrifice where the ashes were prepared and used. Other sacrifices required, according to HaTorah, that the ashes be disposed outside of the camp. So here, about to go into the grace period of this podcast right here. Yes, I. Stay tuned.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
So according to the tribe, right, the sacrifice, the Parah Aduma for this Shabbat Parah, yes, was to atone at one, to atone for the chet, to atone for the sin, the chet of the molten calf that is falsely called the golden calf. It doesn't appear in the text. It's kind of interesting how that goes right there. But it's the molten calf, the molten calf. Though HaTorah itself does not make this association directly, right? But from study, many indirectly see that connection there. Ha'adon Yeshua, Moshechenu, Ayinai Messiah, anointed, is the perfect fulfillment of the Parah Aduma, since he was completely without chatiyat or defect, 2 Corinthians 5:21, John chapter 8, verse 46, as it is written. He was sacrificed outside the camp, according to Hebrews. This is the Hebrews chapter 13, verse 13. He made himself chet, sin, akri, forfeiture, lack, for us, for I and I, according to what's written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. His sprinkling makes I and I clean, according to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. And the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 24, and Revelation in the Chazon Yohanan, the vision of John, chapter 1, verse 5, and the Mei Nida, the water of separation that his sacrifice created, is the means by that we, I and I, are made clean from the impurity of chatiyat, of chet, of sin, akri, forfeiture, lack, missing the mark, as it is written in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 to verse 26, and Hebrews, Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 22. That's just an overview there, and here, before writing up this reading right here, from Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 16 to verse 38. So the Haftarah, additional Haftarah for Shabbat Parah, right, is read. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 16 to 38. This is ostensibly linked to the sacrifice of the Parah Aduma. Though on a deeper level, at a higher height, it relates to the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Israel's national salvation, their national Yeshua, their national victory, overcoming salvation, and return to the promised land after what is known in the scripture as the great trial, the great tribulation period. Following the horrors of the worldwide, you know, diaspora, right, Shah people, right, and their faithlessness before the nations, Shah will be true to his his Amen, Amen, by causing Shah people to finally accept his salvation, his Yeshua, his victory, his Yeshua, Baruch Hu, and to return to the land, to the promised land, land of Yasharala. At that time, quote, all Yisrael, as it is written, all Israel will be saved. As the apostle to the Gentiles, Rabbi Shaul, a.k.a. the apostle Paul, also foretold, as it is written in the epistle to the Romans, chapter 11, verse 26. Now, there's more reasonment on this, but let's just ride up right here, and this is for the Shabbat that immediately follows Purim here in the season. So here, make I and I ride up, Ezekiel chapter 36 at verse 16 to verse 38. This here relates to the past sins, the ukaris, falling short, forfeitures of Yisrael of Yasharala, her future restoration and conversion. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 16. Hashem ha'av wa habein wa rahag ado shahua echad. Beginning in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we begin here, verse 16. Moreover, the word of Yahweh, of Jehovah, came to I, saying, Ben Adam, son of man, son of Adam, when the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, dwelt in their own land, they defiled it, they defiled her by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land, and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it, wherewith they had polluted her. And I scattered them among the heathen, the goyim, the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, and they were dispersed through the countries. according to their way and according to their doings, I judge them. And when they entered to the heathen, the Goyim, the other nations, the international community, whither where they went, they profaned my holy name, my holy Shem. When they said to them, these are the people of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and are gone forth out of his land. But I had pity for mine holy, my set-apart Shem, for the Hashem, my set-apart name, that the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Israel, had profaned among the Goyim, among the nations, the heathen, whither where they went. Therefore, say to the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Israel, the house of Israel, thus saith Ha'adon Yahweh, Adonai Yahweh, I do not this for your sakes. O Beit Yisrael, O Beta Israel, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name, my holy Shem's sake, my holy name's sake, that ye that y'all have profaned among the Goyim, among the nations, the Gentiles, the international community, where y'all went. And I will sanctify, set apart my great name, my great Shem, that was profaned among the heathen, the Goyim, that y'all have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen, the Goyim, the Gentiles, the nations shall know that I am Yahuwah, saith Adonai Yahweh, when I shall be sanctified, set apart in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the Goyim, the Gentiles, the international community, and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye and your shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit, a new ruach, a new irit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit, ruchi, my irit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. And y'all shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye and y'all shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, your patriarchs. And y'all shall be on me, my people. And I will be your Elohim. I will also save you from all your uncleannesses. And I will call for the corn and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you, and I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that y'all shall receive no more reproach of famine among the Goyim, among the nations, the international community. Then shall y'all remember your own evil ways and your doings that were lo tov, not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities, your moral perversities, and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith Adonai Yahweh, Donai, the sovereign, he who be who he be. Be it known to you, be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O Beit Yisrael, O Beta Israel, house of Israel. Thus, like this saith Adonai Yahweh, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, moral perversities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the waste shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas
it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Gan Eden, the Ganeta Eden, like the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Eden. And the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the Goyim, the heathen, the Gentiles, the international community, the other nations that are left round about you shall know that I, Yahweh, I, he who be, we be, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, Yahweh, I, he who be, who he be, have spoken, and I will do. Thus saith Adonai Yahweh, the sovereign, he who be, who he be, the sovereign Jehovah, I will yet for this be inquired of by the Beit Yisrael, by the house of Israel, to do for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as the holy flock, as the flock of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, in her solemn feast. So shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that Ani, Yahweh, that I be, he who be, who he be. Kubur l'k'alu, kubur l'dimsu, kubur l'chaylu, glory to the word, glory to sound, glory to power, kubur l'abinu, l'malkinu, glory be to our Father, our King, our King, our King. Kubur l'k'arma, w'chayla selasi, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, b'shem Yeshua ha-Moshiach. Amen, amen. Para, yeah, Shabbat para. Yes, yes, let us ride up, ride up right here, here, here. Yes, Rastafari, come make we go up at your Jerusalem.
We don't care who likes this or not, as long as we know it's the truth. As long as we know it's the truth.
The real or is a leader.
If the government appreciates the deferred to be his leader. Come we go up at Jerusalem one more time.
What is true?
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit HaChadash. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarit HaChadash. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shalom.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 25, Tau, Command. From the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 23 through 8, through chapter 8, verse 6. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab Wehabin Weruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Hebrews chapter 7. Because the Aaronic priest died, Mashiach, Christ, ever liveth. Verse 23, Kaf Gimel. Verse 24, Kaf Dalet. Verse 25, Kaf He. Verse 26, Kaf Wow. Verse 27, Kaf Zain. Washam Nikahanu Rabim Mifne Asher Hamawit Lo Kiniham Lehiwater Barretz Abal Ze Yamol Leolam Waihilo Kehuna Asher Lot Abor Mimenu Asher Alkain Yukal Lehoshia Bakol Wakol Et Hanigashim Aliado Le Elohim Ki Chai Hu Tamid Lehafgia Badam Ki Nawa Lanu Kohen Kazet Shehu Chasid Wetamin, Wetahor, Wenibdal, Min Hachataim, Wenisa Mehashmain, Asher Ein Alayo, Kakohanim, Hagdolim, Hahem, Lehakrib Yom, Yom, Barishona, Al Chatotayo, Weacharekin, Al Chatot Ha'am. Ki zot asa bepa'am achat behakribo et nasho. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, has an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is also able to save them to the uttermost that come to Elohim by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those priests to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins, then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests that have infirmity, but the word of the oath that was since the law maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. Chapter 8. Because the Aaronic priests served the shadows of that Mashiach, Christ serves the realities. Now of the things that we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest, who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, that Ha-Adon that the Lord pitched, and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve to the example of the shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of Elohim when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shewed to thee in the mount. Because Mashiach, because Christ mediates a better covenant. But now, has he obtained a more excellent ministry? By how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant that was established upon better promises. Kaburlakalu, Kaburladimtu, Kaburlachailu, Kaburlaketamawi, Haile Selassie, but Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Mesken. Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd, one shepherd.
We find your peace are unmovable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day, day, day.
Slap that.
Whoa, boy.
Them right against me. I shall never fret.
Them mostly things that them can't stop me from seeing.
Cause I saw the light, no more darkness. Slap that, put me in the light. Yeah.
One man me fear, ready Messiah. Boy, I believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet scatter. Me a thought is real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta. Hell dirty mind, bad mind fi fence with. Them coulda never live fi bench with. Cause soja give the praise fi I sense a day. So we back it no empty. Enough time them try fi tempt me. Must it show me a lead by far and them see. Them team up and a sign and a tie stop me time from. Me make me empty. But a one man, me fear of the father. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet scatter. Me a thought is real of the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta.
Say what you want, say what you feel. Me no bad friends, so we could have never deal. Real, find me, try stop the meal. Seems like you are send me to the battlefield. Press what you want, press, and you are steal. Run what you want, run, and you are wheel. Then straight up, then I could have what you feel. Man a soldier, so me could have never kneel.
One man me fear, ready Messiah. Me a boy, believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield, without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me know. So we back it no empty. Enough time them try to tempt me. Must it show me a lead by far and them see. Them team up and a sign and a tie stop me time from. Me make me empty. But a one man me fear of the father. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought is real of the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta. One man me fear of the Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet scatter.
my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Psalm 141.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Aleph Mizmor Le David.
Mizmor Le David.
Lord
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me.
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 Adonai teratircha hushali. Hushali. Hushali.
Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee.
Cry unto thee.
Hazina koli bekor ila.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense. As incense. As incense.
Sikom tefillati ketoret lefanecha.
Lefanecha. Lefanecha. Lefanecha. Lefanecha. Lefanecha.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Mas'at kapayim min ha'aret.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Aleph Mizmor Le David. Adonai teratircha hushali. Haazina koli bekor ilach. Tikon tefillati ketoret lefanecha. Mas'at kapayim min hat'arev. Shita Adonai shamra lefi. Nitzra al dal sefatai. Al tat libi ledavar ra. Lehit'olel alilot beresha. Et ishim po'ale aven. Uval elham bemanameen. Yehelmeni tzaddik chesed. Veyochicheni. Shemen rosh al yani roshi, ki od utefillati beraotehem. Nishmetu vide sela shoftehem, veshame'u amarai ki na'enu. Kemo foleyach u hokeyach ba'aretz, nifzeru atzamenu lefi she'ol. Ki elecha Elohim Adonai enai, vecha hasidi al te'ar nafshi. Shomereni mide fahyat shuli, umokshot bo'ale aven. Yippelu v'machmorav resha'im, yahad anochi ad e'evor.
David, Adonai Kerati Hahu Shali, Adina Koli, Bekorilach, תיקון תפילתי כי תורת לפניך מצאת כפיי מנחת הערב שיטה אדוני שאומרה לפי יצירת דל שפתי אל תת ליבי לדבר רע תתעולל עלילות ברשע את אישים פה לאבן ולחם ממנעה מהם יהן מני צדיק חסד ויוכיחני שמן ראש על יני ראשי כיעוד ותפילתי ברעותיהם נשמיתו בידי סלע שופף שמרו אמרי כי נעמו כמו עוף עולה ובוקע בארץ יפזרו עצמנו לפי שאול כי אליך אלוהים אדוני עיניי כך עשיתי על תיאר נפשי אומרני מדי פח נרקשו לי מוקשות פה על האבן יפלו במחמורה ושעים יחד הנוח יד ערבו
מים אלף מזמור קוף מים אלף מזמור לדוד יהוה, קראתי כחושה לי, האזינה קולי, דקרי אלק. Psalm of David, this is a prayer against the sinners, the archers. We have Psalm Kof Mem Aleph, Psalm CXLI, Psalm 141. A sufferer from his fellow man's sinful, awkward action offers a prayer to Phila for her Elohim, her El, the true good, the true God's help, that he and we may not, I and I selves, that he may not himself fall through chat yad, hachet, through akari, through sin, through fukuri, through retaliation. Now the text, it presents, they say, no internal evidence, today's daily psalm as its date, and the remarks on the preceding psalm of Maim, Kof Mem, Psalm CXL, Psalm 140, prayer for protection and action. So here we have in the Sefer Tehillim a point of reference to the preceding psalm for today's daily psalm. So we have 141, 141, and 140 connected, and the remarks are said to apply also to this psalm. Just a note right here. So we have the first section right here, today's daily psalm right here, a supplication for divine aid right here. So here we have the first four verses, supplication. And the connection also with the Aishans, the incense, the Aishans offering, right? Even in the new way, right? You know, the new and the living way, renewed, right? The renewed covenant. Here we have Mizmor Kof Mem Aleph, Mizmor Ledawi, Yahweh Ratika, Hushali Ha'azina Koli, Dik Ari Alak, Tikona Tefilati, Kit Oreta Lefaneka, Masa'ata Kapaya Minacha. May my prayer be set forward, Tikon Tefilati. May my Tefila, may my prayer be set forth as incense, as Aishans, Tikon Tefilati. Kitoret Litfaneka before the eye and in the eye's presence. Masa'ata kapai, the lifting up of kapai, my hands, kapai. Masa'ata kapai, the lifting up of my hands, minchat arev. The lifting up of my hands as the evening, the Arev in the Hebrew, the Arev. So we have the Minchat, the Minkat, Minchat, the Arev. The evening sacrifice, the evening offering. Now here, just zoom in on this second verse, this verse right here. May my prayer be set forward as Aishans. So the connection of the Aishans, learning to read,
the Hebrew sign language, the connection of the ancients and prayer. We also have this in Revelation, the connection of the ancients and the prayer, the connection of incense, the lifting up, right, the lifting up of the ancients as it rises to the higher, higher heights, and also the transmutation. Right, when we start to look at the divine science of it, you know, the science, the knowledge, what we get to know, you know, from one state, the fire, the burning, the offering, the incense, transmuting it to another state, as it were, to a more refined state, or one may say a more spirit. Literally, you know, the burning of incense is burning it from the five cycle state and it being transmuted, right, to a spiritual state. When we get into the roots, get out of the spookism and get into what they call the scientia, the scientia, or Hebraically the da'at, yada'at, to know. So we have this and these two verses, very interesting two verses right here, and the third verse, the Aleph Beit, the Gimel, the Hebraic ABG, so Ethiopically, the Abugi da Hewizo, as we recognize the Hebrew Aleph Beit, right, even in the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the highland, are ye not as the children of Ethiopian to me, O children of Israel? So we have right here, we have the third verse right here, Shitah Yahweh Shamrah Lifti, set a guard, O Yahweh Jehovah, to my mouth. Lifti, Lifti, set a guard, set a guardian over my mouth. So this psalm, a prayer against sinners, is one particular theme, also an evening prayer for sanctification and protection, for sanctification. So here at the third verse, set, O Yahweh, a watch, a guard for my mouth, the fi, pointed here, the fi. Shitah Yahweh Shamrah Lifi Nitzarah Al Dal Sifatai, and a door, a citadel for my mouth, or keep a watch, keeping a watch, Natsa, also the Nazir, that connection, Nazir, Natsar, guard, to guard, Nitra, a guard, Al Dal, over the door, the Dal, Al Dal, Al Dal, Sifatai, the door of Sifatai, the door of my lips, all in connection right here with this evening. This evening, very clearly, an evening psalm, a psalm of sanctification, setting apart right here in the first verses, the supplication for the divine aid, the guidance, as overall the prayer protection, but the guidance, right? Guidance and protection, guidance and protection right here. So here we have the third verse, but there's one more verse that completes the opening portion of today's daily psalm. A very, very important foundation, even with the ancients, the lifting up of the hands, seeing the Hebrew and the Hebraic and the ancient sign language. Here we have the fourth verse, Al Tatalvi, Al Tatalvi. Incline not my heart, lidabar ra'a, to any evil ra'a, right? Ra'a, evil thing, dabar, matter. Do not incline my heart. Do not incline, you should not turn aside my heart to the words of ratchetness. Literally, we bring out the words, the dabara. Dabara'a, al-tataliviya l-dabara'a, l-hita olela elilota
called Dereisha. To be occupied in the deeds of wickedness, of ratchetness, or another way of bringing it out, to practice deeds of wickedness, ratchetness, with men and people, right, with the men that work iniquity, eta ishima po ele awen, eta ishim, the ishima po ele awen. Aven, as it's pointed in Hebrew, Aven, the iniquity with men that work to practice deeds of righteousness, with men that do iniquity, antiquity, and do not let or allow I to eat of their delicacies, and make I not eat of their dainties. Ubala, Elham. Ubala elham bi mana mayhem, their choice ones, and in no way shall I associate myself with their choice ones, or to eat, to partake of their delicacies. So that's the opening. First four verses of Mizmor Kof Mem Aleph, today's daily psalm, or Psalm 141. Then we have verses 5 to 7. May he not reject, and may I not reject sound reproof in verses 5 to 7, 8 to 10, fulfilling today's daily psalm with a prayer. The prayer, once again, here is renewed. But here, once again, just zooming in on the opening of today's daily psalm and the connection with the altar of Aishans. Very, very important connection, the altar of Aishans. And giving a core reflection on the pattern of prayer, and even the connection of the Aishans, the incense, the Aishans, the Kana, Bosom in the Hebrew, Bosom, or Besom, Besom, sweet Kana. Alright, so here, once again, today's daily psalm is more lit David, Yahweh, Keratika, Hushali, Yahweh, Jehovah, I've called thee. Keratika, I've called on the ka, on the I male. Hushali, make haste, husha. It almost like a rush, the idea. Husha, make haste. Husha, make hush. Hasten to I. Hushali. Hazina koli. Hazina, give ear, broaden the ear. Even that gesture where you put your hand to the ear to broaden the ear when you say, huh, like you're leaning in, you're inclining in to listen to somebody, that's the exact, right, that's the exact, we could say, Hebrew sign language right here, and right there with the hand to the ear, ha'azina, oli, my word, my voice, incline thine ear to my voice, bi'kari, when I call, bi, in by way of kari, when I kara, when I kala, when I call out, when I shout out, bi'kari, alak, to the I, tikon, may it be counted, may it be straightened, may it be counted, may it be in essence set, as we have some of the translation, tikon, tefilati, my tefillah, my prayer, right, from the Hebrew, falal, prayer, tefillah, tefilati, tikona tefilati, ketoreta lifaneka, ketoret, we have the ketoret, the Aishans, the ketoret, right, the ketoret as Aishans,
my prayer, the prayer and the Aishan's connection, the Tefilati and the Kitoret, Lifaneka, in the eyes, presence, perception, speaking to Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh-Hakadosh, Baruch-Hu-Baruch-Hashem, Baruch-Hu-Baruch-Hashem, blessed be the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, and hear the lifting up of the hands. Masa'ata kapai, minakat minchata arev. The lifting up of my hands, put your hands up, put your hands up, the raising of my hands, the kapai. It's actually more like the palms in the raising up of the kapai, the kaf, kap, the palms. You have the yad, the hand, the fist, the kaf, kapai, the lifting up, the raising up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee as incense. Psalm 141.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Aleph Mizmor Le David.
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 Lord.
Adonai. Adonai. Adonai, 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 Adonai.
I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me.
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 Adonai, keratiha hushali, 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 hushali.
Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee.
Cry unto thee.
Azina koli bekor ila.
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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. As incense. As incense.
Tikon tefillati ketoret lefanecha.
Lefanecha. Lefanecha. Lefanecha. Lefanecha. Lefanecha.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening says the evening says the evening says
Mas'at kapai min hat'aren
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 hat'aren hat'aren hat'aren hat'aren.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. Escape. Escape.
Escape.
Ratika Hushali Hazina Koli De Kari
Kari Kari Kari
Mizmor Mizmor Kof Meim Aleph Mizmor Kof Meim Aleph Psalm 141. Here hear a midrash on today's Psalm Mizmor Kof Meim Aleph Mizmor Kof Meim Aleph Mizmor Lidawi Yahua Ratika Hushali Hazina Koli de Kari Lach. A psalm of David. Lord Yahuwah Jehovah, I have called thee. Make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to thee, to the eye. Mizmor leDavid. Yahuwah, Ratika, Hushali, Hazinakoli, Bekai Lach. Shlomo Hamelech. Solomon said, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Hear, hear, the Mishal, Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs. Proverbs of Solomon, chapter 15, Proverbs 15, verses 29 to 30. The Lord is far from the wicked, the ratchet, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Fat, fat, fat. Rachok Yahuwah me arsha'im, utfilat hazadkim yishma. Mor aynayima yismach le shmua tova. He who be, Yahuwah Jehovah, is far from the wicked. Rahok Yahuwah me rishai. But he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Utfilata tzadikim yishma. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart. Mor aynayim yismach le. And a good report maketh the bones fat. Shmua tova. Tidashen atzem. Hear, hear, Shlomo said, he who be who he be is far from the ratchet, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he. May the eyes of the righteous shine. May their hearts rejoice. May their bones fat, in that he gave them good tidings. And what were the good tidings he gave them? That is written at the end of the preceding psalm, namely Psalm 140, verses 12 to 14, that reads, the violent and evil man shall be hunted with thrust upon thrust. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the poor and the rights of the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Ish lashon bala yichona ba'aretz. Isha chamas ra'a yitzudenu le'madachepot. Ya da'ita. Kia ya'ise Yahuwah din onni. Mishpata evyonim, akal tzadikima yodua lishmecha, yeshvua yisharim et paneka. Hear. A slanderer shall not be established in the earth. Ish lashon, bala yikon ba'aretz. A slanderer, ish, a man, lashon, a man of tongue. Ish lashon, bala yikon ba'aretz. The violent and evil man, Isha Hamas Ra'a, the violent man, evil, Isha Hamas Ra'a, shall be hunted with thrust upon thrust. Yitzudeinu le madachefot, thrust upon thrust. Yitzudeinu will be hunted. Yitzudeinu le madachefot. Hear the katib, yada'ita, the I know. Yada'ita, hear the kere, yada'iti, I know. I have known, yada'iti, I know because I have known. So here the kativ says, speaking to the eye, yada'ita, the eye, speaking to a male, no, yada'ita. Here the kere, yada'iti, what is said, yada'iti, kia, ya'ise, Yahuwah din oni, I know that he who be who he be will maintain the cause of the poor. Yada'ita, kia, ya'ise, Yahuwah din oni, the I know that he who be who he be will maintain the cause of the poor. Yada'iti, kia, ya'ise, Yahuwah din oni, I know that he who be who he be will maintain the cause of the poor. And the right of the needy, the judgment of the needy, mishpat, Mishpata Evyonim. Mishpata Evyonim. Mishpata Evyonim. Of the Evyonites, the Evyonim. Mishpata Evyonim. Surely, Ak, for sure, verily, for sure. Ak, Tzadikim, for sure, the righteous, the Tzadikim, Yodu, 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 will give Yada, Yodu, will give thanks, Yodu, Lishmecha, 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 to Shemecha, Shemecha, the Hashem, even the Hashem, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the upright shall dwell in thy presence. Yeshvua, Yisharim, Etapaneka, Yeshvu, Yisharim, Etapaneka, Etafaneka, Etafanecha, the upright, the Yisharim, shall dwell, shall be seated, Yeshvu, 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 shall Yashar be seated, be enthroned, Yeshvu, Yisharim, shall dwell, Etpaneka, in thy face, in thy presence, in thy perception. Hear, hear, hear. Accordingly, David, he prayed, I beseech thee, Let me be in the number of those that will behold, paneka, et paneka, et fanecha, the eye face, the eye presence, the eye perception, Yahuwah, O Jehovah, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, the name, the name, the name, the name.
You'll find your redemption and your keyboard, the teachings of His majesty.
Lord, I have called to Thee. Make haste to me. Yahuwah, Kratika, Hushali,
Hushali,
Jehovah, Yahuwah, Adonai, Kratika, Hushali, Jehovah, I have called to Thee. Yahuwah, Kratika. Make haste, Husha, make haste, Husha, make haste, Husha, Li, make haste to me, Husha, Li, Yahuwah, Gratika, Husha, Li,
Husha, Li,
Husha, Li. What is meant by the words, Husha, Li, make haste, Husha, to me, Li, Husha, Li. It is meant that David said, quote, even as I made haste to call thee, the I, do thou make haste to me. Hushali,
Hushali,
Hushali.
Make haste to I.
Make haste to I.
Make haste to I.
And here, a midrash note on Mizmor Kof, Mem Aleph, Mizmor Kof, Mem Aleph. Psalm 141, Psalm CXLI. Here, a midrash note here. To call thee. To call thee, this is Padua's emendation. In the ET, the edited text, it reads, quote, to practice thy precepts, to practice thy precept. It is meant that David said in saying, Hushali, Hushali, make haste to me, even as I make haste to call thee, even as I make haste to practice thy precepts, do I make haste to me. Yahuwah, Kratika, Hushali. What proverb fits here? What parable fits here? That of the man who had a lawsuit before the ruler. When the man saw that all the other litigants had advocates to plead for them, he called to the ruler and said, I beseech thee, the I. All the litigants must have their advocates, but I have no advocate. I have no one to plead for me. Be thou my judge, and be thou, the I, my advocate. In like manner, David called. One man puts his trust in the decorous and upright acts he has performed. Another puts his trust in the acts of his fathers, of his patriarchs. But I put my trust in thee, in the I, even though I have no righteous acts. Answer me, answer I, because I have called to thee. I have called to the I. Hence, here, even here, in Mizmor Kof, Mem Aleph, in Psalm 141. Here, hence, David said, Yahuwah Ratika, Hushali, Jehovah, oh, he who be, we be. I have called thee, Yahuwah Ratika. Make haste, Husha, make haste to me, Hushali. Let my prayer, make my prayer be set before thee as the incense, as the aishens, and let and make the lifting up of my hands be as be an evening sacrifice. Let make my prayer be set forth before thee as the incense, the aishens, and let and make the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice. Hear, hear, hear. Hebraically, the Aleph verse right here, here, here. Tikon tifilati kitoreta lifanecha masa'ata kapaya minachata areb. Let make my prayer be set forth. Tikon tifilati, tikon, to be set. Tikon tifilati, I pray tifilati. Kitoret lifanecha, kitoret, aishens lifanecha, as aishens before the eye, lifanecha, in the eye's face, in the eye's presence, before the eye. Tikona tifilati, kitoreta lifanecha, masa'at kapai, masa'at, the lifting up, masa'at kapai, of my hands, kapai, of my palms, of my hands, kapai, masa'ata kapai, minchata arep, minchat, the minka, what is called the minka, here, Hebraically, the minchat, also known as the minkat, minchata arep, the arep, or the arev, as some would say, arev, the evening, arep, minchata arep. Tikon tifilati kitoreta lefanecha, masat kapai, minachata areb. May my prayer be set forth as aishens before the eye in thy face. Tikon tifilati kitoreta lefanecha, the lifting up of my hands, masata kapai, of my kapai, of the palms of my hands, kapai, minachata areb. Minchat, the evening, the meal offering, minchat, arev, of the evening. And here, on the kitaret, the aishens, kitaret, the aishens, the masa'at kapai, the lifting up of my hands, or Hebraically, the lifting up of my palms. Masat kapai, masat from nasa, masa'at kapai, the lifting up of my palms. And the minchat arev, the minkata arev, the evening sacrifice. Here, incense, the kitoret, the aishens, Hebraically, as we have in Psalm 66, Hebraically, the 15th verse, we have the sweet smoke of rams, the kitoret, the aishens. So the word is employed of the odor, the kitoret, the odor of the sacrifice burning on ha-mizbeach, on the mizbach, the mizbeach, the altar. The psalmist here is evidently precluded from bringing an offering and hopes that tifilato, his prayer, will be an efficacious, effective substitute. We also have Hosea, chapter 14, verse 3, right here, with the aishens. Tikon tifilati kitoret lefaneka. May my prayer be set forth as incense. Be set forth as incense before the eye, in the eye presence. The kitoret, the aishens, lefaneka, in the eye's face, before the eye, or may my prayer be set forth before thee as the aishens, as the kitoret. Lifting up of my hands, the masa'at kapai. Here bringing out the Hebrew, the kap, or the kaf, the palm of the hand. As the Hebrew letter kaf, We have the Hebrew letter Kaf and the Hebrew letter Kaf, even in the latter Asherit or the Masoretic, the square pointing, brings out that sense of the palm, the cup palm of the hand as to receive. And here, with the Masa'at Kapai, the lifting up of my palms, the lifting up of my hands, more specifically, the lifting up of my palms, here is the attitude, here is the visual glyph, or the attitude of prayer, the lifting up of the palms, the lifting up of the hands. We also have it in Psalms 28, Hebraically the second verse, Psalm 28, XXVIII, and 2, as well as in Psalm 63, Hebraically the fifth verse, Psalm LXIII, Hebraically the fifth verse, the lifting up of the hands, and here the Masa'at Kapai, the lifting up, the Masa'at of the palms, the Kapai of my hands, and the Minchat Arev, the Minkata Arev, we have the evening Arev, the Arev, or some would point it as Arev, but here it's pointed as Arev, the evening, Minkat, the evening offering, We have the evening offering. So here in Numbers, we have Numbers, the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book by Midbar in the wilderness called Numbers, Numbers chapter 28, XXVIII and 4. And here in Numbers chapter 28 and 4, it reads, "The one lamb shall thou offer in the morning, and the other lamb shall thou offer at even." So the KJV reads, "The one lamb shall thou offer in the morning, and the other lamb shall thou offer at even." So here, looking at the Chumash and looking at the Masoretic Hebrew, we have Eta HaKaves Echad Ta'ise Vaboker Ve'eta HaKaves HaSheni Ta'ise Bein HaArba'im HaArba'im. Here, "The one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning." Eta ha-kaves, the kaves, ha-kaves, or some would enunciate as ha-kaves. Eta ha-kaves, echad, the one, ta-isse, shalt thou make, ta-isse, ba-boker, in the boker. "And the other lamb shalt thou offer at dusk," or the even, KJV, the evening. Ve'eta ha-kavesa ha-sheni, the second, ha-sheni, ta'ise, shalt thou do, bain, between ha-arba'i, between the evenings, bain ha-arba'i, between the evens, or at even, or at dusk. So here, the evening sacrifice in Numbers, chapter 28, verse 4. So the mention of this particular offering here in Mizmor Kof Meim Aleph, Kof Mim Aleph, in this Mizmor Lidawi, this chant intonation Isis of David, Mizmor Lidawi, the mention of this particular offering here led some to suggest that this particular psalm, Psalm 141, Psalm CXLI, this psalm was composed, some say, as a hymn for the evening use and for the evening service here, with focus on this verse here, the Beit verse, or the second verse Hebraically, Tikon, Tifilati, Kitoreta Lefaneka, Masa'ata Kapai, Minchata Areb. May my prayer be set forth as incense, as aishens, before thee, the eye, before the eye's face, in the eye's presence, perception. The lifting of my hands, or kapai, my palms, masa'ata kapai, as the evening sacrifice, minchat areb. And just a little bit more right here on the mincha, Hebraically from the Hebrew, mincha. In this form here, minchat. Others say the minka. Here I and I say the minka, as it's pronounced in modern Hebrew, minka. Hebraically, the mincha, and the minchat. Laminka, Laminkat. Here, the H4503. And it's defined according to the BDB definition as a gift, tribute, offering, present, oblation, sacrifice, meat offering. And here, we'd like to zoom in on the fact that what is called in Old English, and particularly the KJV, the King James Version, as the meat offering is a bloodless offering, is usually a grain offering, and does not have any debtors or any flesh. All right, so here this is a gift, present, tribute, and offering, Elohim, to the true good, the true God, and the grain offering. And it's said to come from a more ancient, unused root word meaning to apportion, or to bestow. The part of speech, this word is feminine, the part of speech right here. Now, Strong's definition brings out the mincha, the minka, as apportion, bestow, bestowal, a donation. In a euphemistic sense of the word, it's tribute. Specifically, the minka, is a sacrificial offering. It's an offering, the type, a sacrificial offering, and usually it is a bloodless and voluntary. So usually it's bloodless, as a grain offering, no debtors, and it's voluntary. It's a gift, oblation, an offering, often called in the KJV, the King James Version, often referred to as a meat offering. More correctly, it should be meal offering, being usually the grain offering, a present, and in this context, quote, a sacrifice, though the more correct word would be an offering. And the word mincha, is found in various places. One of the first mentions is in Bereshis, in Genesis chapter 4, verse 3, concerning the offering, found in this verse here. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah, is one of the first areas. And the second area found, the second place in Bereshis, in Genesis chapter 32, verse 14, where the English reads right here, just to bring this out right here, just getting the word in the verse. Now, this is one of those verses where sometimes the English and the translations don't quite agree, because it might be the next verse over. It's the next verse over, not that specific verse. But here in Genesis it's in chapter 32, verse 14 in the English, where it says, "And he lodged there that same night, and took of that which came to his hand a present. So here's the mincha, a present for Esau, his brother. So here is some of the first usages within the scripture of the mincha, the minka, and its other places. But now, in the sense of the psalm, what David is bringing forward is intimately connected with the tabernacle worship, and is according to the pattern. So even with the verse, "May my prayer be set forth as incense before thee." In the Hebrew, he's saying tikkun, to be set, right, to be set, tikkun, right? Also, like nachon means right in Hebrew, like nachon, like it's right, tikkun. The sense here is that it be set, that it be proper, tifilati, my prayer be proper, be right, be set as proper, right, kitoret, aishens, my prayer, and the connection of my prayer, aishens, lefaneka, before the eye. So bringing out the more direct sense, and even the translations, where it says, "Let my prayer be set forth as." In the Hebrew, we don't have a as or like or as. It's more direct. Tikkun tefilati, my prayer be set, be right, kitoret, aishens, before the eye. So here, I'm bringing this forward out right here, and we have just zoomed in just to bring in the sense in the second part. Masa'at kapai, the lifting up of my hands, min chata areb. It's not as the translator puts in as. The as is not there. So it implies that the Aishans prayer and the lifting up of the hands, evening sacrifice. And there we are getting the tabernacle of David sense, a man after Jehovah's own heart, and more of the Berit Chadasha, the true worship sense, based on the Hebrew pattern. So here, looking in the KJV, right, If you look in the KJV version of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Meim Aleph, Mizmor Kof Meim Aleph, we have the as before incense italicized, the and also italicized, and the next as italicized. So the direct reading, let my prayer be set forth, Aishens, right, set forth before the Aishens, the lifting up of my hands or kapai, my palms, the evening sacrifice or the evening offering, the evening mincha. So here, David choosing these words. What did David mean by the words, let my prayer be set forth as the Aishens, Tikon, Tifilati, Ketoret, Lifanecha, Lifaneka. It's as though David said, Adoni, Adonai, my Lord, as long as the temple, was standing, we set forth incense, Aishens, Ketoret, in the Amharic Ketoret, Ethiopically, the Itan, the Ketoret, we set forth Ketoret, Lifanecha, before the eye and the eye's face. But now that we have neither altar, Mizbach, Mizbeach, nor Kohen Gadol, high priest, except thou my prayer, Tifilati, my prayer. May the firmament open so that Tifilati, my prayer, can come, Lifanecha, before the eye, in the eye's presence, in the eye's face. Hence, here, David said, let my prayer, make my prayer be set forth before thee as the Aishens, the lifting up of my hands, my palms, as an evening sacrifice. Tikon tifilati ketoreta lefanecha masata kapai minchata areb. In connection with these words, one may read in Scripture, even in Ezra chapter 9, verses 5 to 6, where it reads, at the evening offering, I arose up from my fasting, even with my garment and my mantle rent. And I fell up on my knees, and spread out my hands to the Lord my God. And I said, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, to the eye. O my God, Elohai, Hailei. Ua v'minchata ha'ereba kamatiya, miya ta'initiya, ua v'kara'iya, v'kadiya, ua me'iliya, wa ekre'a Allah birkaya, wa efarisa kapaya liyahuwa elohai. And at the evening offering, ua b'minchata ha'ereb, I arose from my fasting, even with my garment and my mantle ripped, and I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands to Yahuwah, Jehovah Elohai, my Elohim, my power. Uabe minchata ha'ereba kamatiya miyata initiya, uave kar'iya bigdiya uame iliya, wa ekre'a Allah birkai wa efresakapai Eliyahua Elohai. And I said, wa umra Elohai boshtia wi nikalamtia laharim Elohaiya panai eleka kia onote no rabua le ma'ela rosh wi asha matenu Gadla al Lashamayi. And I said, Elohai, Hailei, O my Elohim, my true good, true God, my power, Elohai, I am ashamed, Elohai, Boshti, I'm ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, Elohai, Boshti, Awe, Nikalamtia, Le Hari, Elohai, Panai, Eleka, for our iniquities are increased over our head, over the head. Ki e onotenu rabua le ma'ila rosh. And our guiltiness with ashamatenu, with ashmatenu, and our guiltiness, ashmatenu, is grown up. Gadala, it's become big. Gadala, grown up, become big. Ad la shamayi, is grown up to the heavens. So here we have Ezra's confession and prayer, the connection with the evening offering, the time when the itinual daily offering of the evening was brought, and the reference to Numbers, Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 28, here, verse 4, point of reference. And here we have Ezra's confession concerning his fasting, concerning his garment and his mantle being rent, falling upon his knees. Literally in the Hebrew here, he has knelt. He knelt. Berkai, 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 berkai. Knelt for kneeling at prayer. We have 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 54. We have Psalm 95, Hebraically the 6th verse, and Daniel chapter 6, verse 11. And the spreading out, where he mentions the spreading out of his hands. The spreading out of his hands. Here we have wa efrisa, wa efrisa, wa efrisa, wa efrisa kapaya li Yahweh Elohai, where he says that, and spread out my hands to Jehovah Elohai, Haliyai. This attitude of supplication, spreading out of the hands, the lifting of the hands. We have Exodus chapter 9, verse 29. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 22, and Isaiah chapter 1, verse 15. So why did Ezra arise from his fasting at the evening offering? As those to say, quote, all day until this moment my strength held up, and I felt no distress. But at the moment of the evening offering, my strength ebbed away from me, and my bowels were griped with hunger. Hence, here, at the early evening prayer, a man should confess his sin, cheto, his uggery, and beseech Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, as is said even here, and let and make the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice. May the lifting up of my hands, the evening offering, masa'at kapai minchat areb. So here, the fuller verse, Daniel chapter 9, verse 20, the fuller verse, and whiles I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin, my uggery, and the sin, the uckery of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before Yahweh Jehovah Elohai, Hailei, for the holy mountain of Elohai, of Hailei, of my power. Ve'od aniya me'edaber ra'u amita palela u amita wadeh. Chataatia we chataata ami Yisrael. Ua mapila te chinatia lifnei Yahweh Elohai. Al hara kodesh Elohai. Full of verse. Here. Next verse. Verse 21. Full of verse. Yay. Here. Yay. That's yay. There we go. 21. Yay. Yea, saith Daniel, yea, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Here, the second part of the verse. Second part of the verse, we od ani midabir batasila we haish Gabriel asher raitia be chazon batachila mu'afa bi'afa no ge'a elaya k'ait Minachat Areb. So we have here in the Midrash, the translation, while, or whiles, according to KJV, whiles eyes was speaking, whiles eyes was speaking and praying and confessing my sin, and confessing my sin. Ve'od ani amidaber u'amita palela u'amita wade, mita wade, u'amita vade, the vidui, confession, stretching forth the hands, u'amita wade, Chatati, chatati, my sins, my uckery. And here the verse goes forward to say, and the sin of my people Israel, and the sin of my people chataat, with chataat ami Yisrael, and presenting my supplication before Jehovah, my Elohim, my true God, my power, O mapila, Techinati lifnei Yahuwah Elohai, for the holy mountain of Elohai, of Hailiyai, al har kodesh, upon har kodesh, concerning, about, on, al har kodesh Elohai,
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 Elohai.
Second verse, yea, while I was speaking, while I was speaking in prayer, ve'od, and continuing, ve'od, and continuing, going on, while I was speaking, while, ve'od ani, I, medaber, ani medaber, ve'od ani medaber, and I, while I was speaking, ba tefila, in tefila, in prayer, the man, Gabriel, the man and the man Gabriel, with Ha'ish, and the Ish, with Ha'ish, Gabriel, whom Asher I had seen, Raiti, the one who I had seen in the vision, Bechazon, in the Chazon, Bechazon, Batachila, at the beginning, being caused to fly, mu'af bi'af, and being caused to fly swiftly, approach close to me, noge'a elai, upon I, close to I, or KJV brings out the sense of touched me about the evening time. Here in the Hebrew, nogea, to touch or to even approach close, nogea elai, k'eit, about like the time, k'eit, about the time, k'eit minchat areb, about the time of the minchat of the offering areb, the evening offering. And at what moment did Gabriel approach? At the moment of the evening offering, at the moment of the Minchat Areb, k'ait Minchat Areb. And here the Midrash note, this offering was made at the time, k'ait, at the time of the, some say, afternoon service. This offering, here, the minchat, is made and was made at the time of the afternoon service. The minchat arev. The minchat arev. 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 Arev.
Bless you. We find your peace are improvable. God bless you for coming to the church tonight. God bless your day.
Shavua Tov, a good seven, good strong. Sabbatically speaking, yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Give thanks.
Five mountains, don't tell them so what a joy, joy, joy.
Psalm 141.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Aleph Mizmor Le David.
Lord
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
So I cry unto thee, make haste unto thee.
Adonai Keratiha Hushali.
Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Cry unto thee.
Azina koli bekorni la rekorni la rekorni la rekorni la rekorni la rekorni la rekorni.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
Ikon tefillati ketoret lefanecha, 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 lefanecha.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Mas'at kapayim min hat'aret.
Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me. It shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord, in thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Aleph Mizmor Le David. Adonai Kerati Hachushali. האזינה קולי בקוראי לך, תיקון תפילתי כתורת לפניך, משאת כפיים מנחת ארץ. שיטה אדוני שמרה לפי, נצרה על דל שפתי. אל תת ליבי לדבר רע, להתעולל עלילות ברשע, את אישים פועלי אבן, ובל אל עם ומנעמיהם. יהלמני צדיק חסד, ויוכיחני שמן ראש על ימי ראשי, כי עוד ותפילתי ברעותיהם. נשמטו בידי סלע שופטיהם, ושמעו אמרי כי נענו, כמו פולח ובוקע בארץ. נפזרו עצמנו לפי שאול. כי אליך אלוהים אדוני עיני, וכך עשיתי אל תיאר נפשי. שומרני מדי פח יקשו לי, ומוקשות פועלי אבן. יפלו ומחמוריו רשעים, יחד אנוכי עד אעבור.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, his days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children whose mouth speaketh vanity and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plant grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Shabua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Shabua Tov, a good, strong.
Sabbatically speaking, yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Give thanks.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear thee. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help, thy saving help. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us and bless us. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
Shalom. Yeshua shalom. Havarim. Shabbat tov. Shalom.